tu ako na Māori. This is Kiribati Voice FM 104.6 with Charles, and it is so lovely having your great company with me for the next hour. Ako na Māori men banana Kiribati, you on New Zealand FM 104.6. Ana rano ko nung tuwa na tiawa, ako kada nga pa ako na tima tuan Māori, ino na rawa kay yon karokot kina ra program. Tinga rin kaya sino kay mini at kay tao kay sa kay sa ino nung tuan Māori. Kasi na wag mo ganon ino na kong rayo nintinan. So that my mother makes it out of the room, so that I begin buying a penny was an anita or begin the meura, begin the Yen Carapaia, Kyoganita, Pintan Burangaira, Saposigur and Tami Merori, Conanganita, Capipit, Naras, and a Kiki Magan Caraware, Nano, other Kamurayo, Copiaronita, Mamuana, Nicaragua, Tukina, Icaia Tataranda, and Jesus Christo, Mayor West Rameo. Amen.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Kiribas Voice FM 104.6. On today, you see, na meruro ng kani me the men that sa kairidi ayo ng kani pun men the legal service bill session na resina kanoa. So ano kaya yung mga FM? And I would like to introduce our guest speaker on the program. This is on the program legal session on with FM Falaimo. Hey, welcome, Talakalawa, Maori. How are you? Good,
thank you. Thank you for having me on your program, Charles, and hello to all our listeners out there, Planet FM.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us. Look, we are going, I understand you have already given us a topic to cover for this session, and we are going to talk about housing New Zealand. So I'll give you the opportunity now to introduce yourself. This is our perhaps our first or second time to talk on air, and then we go from there to do with the topic.
Okay, yep. My name is Effie Efraim. I'm one of the solicitors here at the Community Legal Services South Trust in Otara, Auckland. And I'm here just to talk about tenancy and tenancy tribunal and what you can do to try and resolve any issues or disputes that you may have with your landlord as tenants, eh?
Okay, cool. So please briefly go through the program. Tell our listeners, what do we need to know about New Zealand housing? How does it work?
Okay, well, the Housing New Zealand is a government department, eh? And they provide housing services for people in need. And they are a social housing provider, and they provide affordable housing for many New Zealanders, and typically a lot of them are beneficiaries or on a benefit. And they also work with other communities and government and private sector organizations, like the Ministry of Social Development, eh, which now has the responsibility of managing your application for social housing, and they assist your housing need and administer the income-related rents for social housing. And so they work with the Ministry of Social Development, and they also work with the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, as well as the Ministry of Health. And, of course, I also work with the police and local councils, you know, to promote safer communities in regards to social housing, eh?
So now, what are some of the important aspects in relation to tenancy matters?
In regards to Housing New Zealand, they are a subject to the Residential Tenancy Act. So put simply, even though they are a government department, they provide housing, social housing, they are subject to the Residential Tenancy Act, okay? And so to keep it simple and clear, they are a landlord in regards to tenancy matters.
So if any issue arises between the tenant and Housing New Zealand, where can they go to resolve the dispute?
Okay. There are different pathways they can go, but generally they would need to go to a tenancy tribunal to resolve any disputes, unless their dispute relates to the requirement of specific Housing New Zealand. For example, if your dispute is over rent arrears, and then a tenancy tribunal would generally be the place to go to resolve that issue, eh? But if your dispute is over the fact that you don't meet the requirements for a state house and you're not happy with this, then maybe you want to take that matter or an issue to the State Housing Appeals Authority, who can hear appeals from reviews and decisions about Housing New Zealand, about income-related rents and whether or not you're eligible for a Housing New Zealand house.
So what do we need to understand about Tenancy Tribunal?
Yeah, well, Tenancy Tribunal, first of all, it's created by the Residential Tenancy Act, but they are a place where you can take your disputes to, and they will help determine or make decisions in regards to any dispute that you may have with your landlord, eh?
And how do they determine these matters?
Among other things, they can determine whether or not the law or the Residential Tenancy Act applies to certain premises. They can also determine whether the premises is a boarding premises or not, and whether there are any rent arrears owing. They can also determine whether or not the rent is over or under the market rent. And whether the termination notice is lawful. You might have received the termination lawful, you might want to dispute that, and then they could determine whether or not that notice or termination notice is lawful, eh? And if there's any, and they can also determine whether or not you owe money to or obligation to another party, or to either to the landlord, or the landlord owes you money, or they owe you an obligation under the contract or the tenancy agreement. So those are some of the things that the Tenancy Tribunal can determine.
Okay. So what else do they need to do in terms of determining these matters?
Generally, they determine these matters through evidence, through what you provide. Okay, and so that's why it's so important that you provide evidence. And I think in the past we've been talking about the importance of recording all the bills and all the expenses that you have paid or spent, recording all your conversations with your landlords, and all the repairs that you had to carry out. Because at the end of the day, the tenancy would make the decision in regards to the evidence that you produced at the tribunal hearing. Eh?
So does it work like a court?
Yes, it does. It makes decisions depending on the evidence that you provide. Right? And they can make decisions, or they can issue order for something to be done, eh? Just like the courts.
And what are the orders? What kind of orders can be made by the tribunal?
Yep, there's a lot of orders, but I'll just touch on a few. One is termination order. That's basically an order that states whether or not tenancy has come to an end. And then there's also a possession order, and that's basically when a tenant refuses to leave, even though the tenancy agreement has come to an end, so they can issue a possession order. They can also issue an order that a party deliver any specific goods to the other party, or an order that a party pays money to the other party. And they can also issue what they call a work order, an order that a specific work or repairs need to be carried out, normally by the landlord. And then they can also give an order dismissing an application as well. And any other order, you know, that a high court or a district court may make under any enactment or the rule of law, right, relating to contracts. So they've got a vast power to issue different orders.
You have been listening to our lovely lawyer. This is Effie Falaimo from the Community Legal Services in Otara. Now, Effie, what if an order is made against the tenant? How can they challenge it?
Okay. So generally, there is a strict time period that a tenant must challenge an order or decision. But you can seek a rehearing of your matter at the Tenancy Tribunal, or you can appeal that decision at the District Court. And if you're if you're considering these options, you know, we encourage you to contact your local community law centre as soon as possible for advice, because it can be quite technical. Eh?
Now, in wrapping up our discussion, our interview, do you have any other tips for our tenants in resolving disputes?
Yep, a main tip, if you like, is to make sure that you keep all records, all the expenses that you've paid, all your conversations that you've had with your landlord. Keep all those records and keep all those evidence, because those are really important if you have to go to the tenancy tribunal to resolve those issues. And try and resolve them with the landlord at first instance. You know, and that's why it's so good to have a good relationship and have a good communication with your landlord and try and resolve that early. But if you're not able to, and then we just advise that you seek advice early and don't wait, you know, too late for advice or seeking assistance in regards to your disputes. So seek advice early at an early stage of your dispute with your landlord.
Yeah. So that is well being said by our lawyer, Effie Efraimo. For further information, you can contact the number 09274-4966. And thank you very much, Effie, for your time with our listeners. And we look forward to our continued korero and continued discussion in the next week. What's the topic in the coming weeks?
I think next week we may look at neighborhood disputes, trees and fences.
Yep.
What you can do to resolve disputes in regards to your neighbors. So for that, next week. But thank you so much for having me on your program. Thank you to all our listeners.
Well, you take care for now. Bye. tata yung kanis na kanoy tapo tanan ka uring ay kawar kay bukin nam yung ora ayo men ponan kilbas voice FM 104.6 with Charles
Opan Gangnam Style pop 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 Opan Gangnam Style pop 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 Opan Gangnam Style
Hane kaina sigane meteri metik fiwa. Esa ni paha mai siate in New Zealand na ika isu aisu wakin te oraki e teri metik fiwa. E na kontra pi me wanu at the percentage gas padin te oraki I bukin te oraki I ro wia e teri metik fiwa I nona teri kuatanga te bimene mewa. I nona kuatanga te bimene mewa. Abo si te bu waise on mesemente case te oraki yo. I nona kuatanga te bimene mewa. Ari e karaki e pakante mais apimene mewa te percent. Era kayon di itera na kirikagi ni maisi ame dahi kaareke mente oraki e yun mente Northland ni kotaki mente counties district health. Esa nabe zau tega nangate maisi ni mani e nakon nonubi mene mewa di milion tara ibukin tutupon te oraki e yu amen harawaki nabe tutuzo iru ya dey ibukin te merakin buwa daya neire inako the North Island.
Ada salah, napa mawri minun tak kau? Aisy tak kau ringkan dia warga yo. Kamu dari intara terai main ekobus, ane kapungan anun tak kau? Kapungan ane ira roy tanya ni kasus aswan dapat tak kau? Kapaya roy rom KMC pelut main ekobus. Ira roy masih tebus ada ira ina penuh payah kini anun tak kau? Ia antenan tapun ira ini kota kini tebus ina anun temu tuai. Auringa ada etaburor kota mengin nam tayin kabutka. Saksi ingkui ya aku kapungan atas kawai Ngayi ada korea ina pen taratararoi Ani kogo wapai Imen roi tebusin anun te kawai Taratararoi main na kubus Ani kapungan atas kawai Awani kan di takawurin ngare Sekarang kia pat meni roro Kaya takawurin di roro wan Sekarang kia pun nanti wakulan kausok Dimangana wakulan transport Kanita bawa si tenan kau ringkau warik kau bukan demi orang. Tapi metode orang demi program itu pada pengenalan itu tenan kuna nuwu. Karena kau arah tadi semasa roy. Angin tenan community notice aku nanti kender kau orang tangan jadi panan kirbas tapok ya kian kakak tua kan ibu. Ampun kau nana pernah kau nana website the Auckland Council. Ibu kini tenan event saya kian awak kini untuk nama kain ayo. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Yeah, oh, come on, let's go. Get your body on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Yeah, the woman on fire. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor.
again and again. Move your body to the left, move your body to the right, swing your bum bum side to side. Come on and do it again and again. Move your body to the left, move your body to the right, swing your bum bum side to side. Come on and do it again and again. Get your body on the floor, get your body on the floor, get your bum bum on the floor, get your bum bum on the floor, get your body on the floor, get your body on the floor, get your bum bum on the floor, get your bum bum on the floor. Yeah, the woman on fire, we don't need no water, let it burn, let it burn.
FM 104.6 o te tai yunga nena manga kanakoa tu kora na uti neti nere i punda kua tikaroa ina panna koimi ai kei kamdo ni randar kong ura ai yu o ano koimi na pekita e pakarami rekena pung te wiki e po wa yumen panan kiribas voice FM 104.6
uroi no roi panan kira kata maie a kabua tena a kona a kari a tia
ia ime
Tenan katan wata kubu sim katikeroi apene na kika poa kika ngwana ni pene karikero koi yen kapene na u email address charles_enokai@hotmail.com sinakana kua yon FM 104.6. Ami radio na benmana kiri pasare tapo kia kia. Ani nika kato kani mepun kamno na kia ingani nte iron te perendan korowape ni tato ni tata yo a Charles enok. Ando kong ora rena kipa de crossover kiri pas ni furi tua pauro taura ora re kaka no kani nte monta iri kinka kato kani mepun. Aika ami radio na benmana kiri pasare New Zealand na kia kati me tuara tete ateri taki me atara kiri pas. Asina di tano kote kora sina kano kome kote kora na re kangi ira kia te niya yo. Sena mengarang dengan kami metik orang orang area dan kipa meurida ina nanti kawai. Niko taki na pangkani metapi uat na orang orang saran na pati family liko two box. Anengan ni bukin payri dingko ite karono koi amatei awa amai seliki. Niko taki metan orang orang. Karena iya na pati ina pam orang orang men pay kari kita community tita parari taki na konjaus na program ayo. Nari tan orang orang kinkan ni tapi uat minis mengkinkan na saru orang tuwin orang orang. Men nari tan orang orang kita uat na nu na orang orang panan kiri pas na koi.
Oh, FM 104.6 Bay Auckland. Yeah. na ko lay sita wata fuat
the phone I down
the phone yeah dia na ko louta no boy dey do me by na phone
papa ta dira no dey taki
no ni ta mo mo men ra no tani
bugin na phone le ro ko kai
bugin ma le para to ka kai
how was sas ka ka sam
na phone yeah sita wata mero wa
no ko me pa ko no ko pa wa
so so dey na ni ke ke nei
o ti ta pa pa na pa fo am sai
me dey le ke ko so ko ku kai
to 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 ko
ti be ki para ke bugin pe o tan te
ki ra ke
na ta po
sai ni nei ni ku
Quiero componer, pero tan te retírate. Cuando te quiero ahí, dan ponme tu meloa. Que pime mi meloa, y ahí poní, te mamá caína es un. Una hija mira, una canira, te es un.
Aku pasti lapar kau senar lemi mohon anda cari kau tukina. Tiada lapar yang waktu weekend lalu saru mohon dan lalu untuk kita program. Oh sena kan aku hari tinggal nipun ada tu mohon aku masih bersama. Pamit ciao program yang lain dan kami kau pasti dapat tiga lagi. Asma kasih.